First of all, the Dalai Lama is, of course, de jure, if not de facto, the temporal ruler of Tibet. And such being the case, he is the sort of focal point of the national consciousness, especially at the present day. Both for the Tibetans in Tibet who don't accept the Chinese rule, and for the exiles, the refugees in India. He is the sort of symbol, if you like, even the incarnation of the Tibetan national spirit. But his significance is not by any means confined to that. Traditionally, the Dalai Lamas are extremely well educated. From their very earliest years, they're given a very careful training in all departments of Buddhist thought, indeed, of Buddhist life. They have to study, they have to meditate, and they have a rather hard and rather a difficult course of study and practice. So by the time they reach majority, they are usually very, very well informed indeed about all aspects of Buddhist tradition, both theoretical and practical. But at the same time, despite this immense learning, despite also this immense authority and prestige, the Dalai Lama is never regarded as a supreme doctrinal authority. The Dalai Lama doesn't lay down, isn't responsible for laying down what is Buddhism, not even what is Tibetan Buddhism, not even what is Tsongkhapa's interpretation of Tibetan Buddhism. If anybody has this position and function, it's a comparatively subordinate figure, that is to say, the Thich Rinpoche, who is the head, the abbot, of the Ganden monastery. So the Dalai Lama doesn't occupy a position in Tibetan Buddhism in any way analogous to that of the Pope in the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope defines morals, defines dogma, but the Dalai Lama does not do any such thing. So the question arises, well, apart from being a sort of embodiment of the national consciousness, what does the Dalai Lama mean to the Tibetans? Well, above all, as I think I've probably made clear already, the Dalai Lama means, or the Dalai Lama represents for the Tibetans a sort of living bodhisattva in their midst. And I can assure you that the Tibetans, whatever we may think, the Tibetans take this quite literally. Just as the pious Catholic quite literally regards the Pope as infallible when he pronounces on morals and doctrine. In the same way, the Tibetans quite literally regard the Dalai Lama as a living bodhisattva. He's not just a very good man, he's not just the ruler of the country, he's not just a great teacher or a great spiritual figure. He is for them quite literally an incarnate bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, amongst them and in their midst, so that they feel that through him, they, the whole of Tibet, the whole of their tradition, the whole of their life, is in contact with the archetypal world, in contact with the spiritual, in contact, if you like, with the transcendental. And this is the basis, this is the source of their very, very deep devotion to him. I've met hundreds, possibly thousands of Tibetans of all shades of opinion, of all social classes, of all degrees of education. But there was never any doubt about their absolute devotion to the person of the Dalai Lama, a devotion which was based primarily on the firm belief that he was, as I've said quite literally, and as I repeat again, quite literally, a bodhisattva in their midst, one who had earned the freedom of nirvana, but who voluntarily had elected to remain behind in the world to help them. So if one wants any sort of comparison at all from Western sources, one might say that it's for the Tibetans, the Dalai Lama is rather like a sort of combination, if you can think of that, of, say, the British monarch, plus the Pope, divested of his infallibility, of course, and Christ himself. This is how the Tibetans look upon the Dalai Lama. So obviously he is the center, the focal point of a very great deal of spiritual emotion indeed. I myself have met the present Dalai Lama on a number of occasions. I met him first in New Delhi in the year 1956, and the following year, 1957, I had the pleasure of receiving him in Kalimpong at my own Vihara. And after his return to India as a refugee, I met him again a number of times, and we had quite a number of interesting discussions, mainly about Buddhism. The last time we met was in Dalhousie, just about 2 years, in fact, I think almost to the day, 2 years ago. And those of you who have seen our slideshow will remember that he appears on those slides, which were made from pictures which were taken on that occasion. Now, nobody can say with any real certainty what the future holds for Tibet. There are some prophecies in Tibet, abroad, to the effect that the 14th Dalai Lama will be the last of the line. And many Tibetans believe that. At present, there are in India some 100,000 Tibetan refugees, 100,000 people, amongst the many monks, many lamas who have fled from Tibet rather than live under the communist regime, and who are now living and trying to work and trying to preserve their culture and trying to preserve their religion in India and a few other places to which they have been able to migrate. There are 1,000 of them, for instance, in Switzerland, and several hundred, I believe, in Canada. We have also, as you know, a few here in this country too.